Winston Planning Commission, March 12th, 2025, 7 o'clock.
You got them going?
I do, yes, sir.
First thing is we need to take the roll.
Mike DeRussian.
Steve Johnson.
Rex Stevens.
Trudy Hunter.
And Rex Stevens, and I'm gonna, let's see, is anyone else? Yes.
Did not hear from Renee.
Renee's.
Yeah, not here, obviously. But yeah, no word from her, so yeah, we'll just proceed.
All right. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the Planning Commission as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given the maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Commission reserves the right to delay action until we have full information on the issue. Is there anyone that wishes to address the Commission? Okay. Community Development Report.
Yeah, so a few things here. I'll start with some of the current day-to-day planning happenings. We have a new sort of hashed out process for our day-to-day planning clearance worksheets as far as how quickly they're reviewed and how they make their rounds amongst the departments for approval. We had a meeting on this to get all the details ironed out a couple weeks ago, and it's been going really well since then. We're getting permits. If everything looks good, we're getting those turned around within like 2 days, a day and a half. So that's just something that we try to achieve so that property owners are able to proceed with their projects in a timely manner and get permitting from the county if they need that. The projects that we have been doing as far as the planning clearance worksheets, they've been fairly steady. We've done a couple of demolition permits. We've done a couple of new construction permits. And then we always seem to have some solar panel projects that require the planning clearance worksheet, so several of those as well. A few of my current requests, and I can't go into detail on some of them because they'll end up here, but a couple of the ones that have come in, we've got a plan amendment zone change that's been submitted, and we're in the completeness period for that one. A conditional use permit was submitted recently for the relocation of an existing business. That'll, of course, end up here, so we can't discuss that one. Should be on, my goal is to get it on April's meeting, though. And then lastly, I actually have an animal permit request, which is something that we process. And I can discuss that here because it actually is an approval that's issued by the city manager, but it must go to city council first for a vote and an approval. So that's going on Monday the 17th, and the request is for a chicken coop in the backyard with 5 hens. And yes, believe it or not, it is required to go to city council. So they'll be considering that on Monday night. Last meeting was the findings of fact. I was sick that meeting. You guys proceeded with that. The appeal period has passed with no appeal filed, so they're moving forward with starting the process of fulfilling some of those conditions. I believe the developers filed some of the required documentation with DEQ for their approval. I'm blanking on the exact form name at this moment. But Ryan Short is moving forward with getting some of those conditions fulfilled. Talking to Steve in our economic development meeting that this is kind of the part of the subdivision process where we generally don't hear from the developer a whole lot as they chunk away at those conditions. And then obviously when they are fulfilled, they will come back and file for final approval. So that's they're kind of in that early process of starting to get some of those conditions fulfilled. And of course, those will be checked for compliance down the road when they come back for final. For the long range portion, talk to Thomas about this. I think that our focus and my focus is going to be a legislative amendment, specifically looking at the Winston Municipal Code, finding areas that need to be updated, and then obviously going through the proper channel to get those amendments in place. There's a couple of hearings involved. There's notice to state agencies. It's long range for a reason. It takes some time. But there's a few areas that I've noticed just with dealing and working with members of the public that I've found a couple areas that might conflict each other or need some clarification. And so what we do is essentially dig into the code itself and think about changes that could be made, adding clarity, you know, updating code where state has made changes, and so forth. Treva, did you have?
Well, yeah, I just want to clarify by code. Do you mean the subdivision and zoning ordinance, or do you mean the city code, the charter?
Could be all of it, any or all of it. I'm not exactly sure. I don't anticipate that I would look at the police code and offer changes because that's not my area. I would probably look at zoning, subdivision, signage is another
the
thing.
Land use. More.
Yeah, more so that. But I believe the process for changing, because it all falls within the Winston Municipal Code.
Right.
It's 600 and something pages, and zoning is 200 of that or something. Yeah, and so I think that the legislative amendment, it all follows the same procedure. But yes, I would probably be looking at zoning and subdivision.
Do you still get grants from DLCD for updating codes?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Which certainly, I'm sure Thomas would check into.
You still get
$2,500. Yeah. Yeah, and this is something that I, chatting with Thomas today, he said we're, I think the last one we did was 6 or 7 years ago, and he said generally these things are updated like every 2 years. And so there's some changes. One specifically, just to get it on your radar, is the accessory dwelling unit. When that came in at the state level, we implemented it at the time. So it's in our code, but it actually conflicts with some of the language found in a definition for manufactured home. And I won't bore you with those details right now, but some of these things need to be cleared up in our code. And so that's what the focus is going to be as far as a long-range project that we're working with. Community development report, I think that's about all I've got for you.
Okay. Old business. We've got the approval of the February 12th, 2025 minutes.
Can I ask for a favor in a way? When we have nothing under our minutes, like other, you know, like new business, it says nothing. I wasn't here for that meeting. So if you could just, you know, write one sentence that says there was no new business, or if there was new business.
Oh, in places where that nothing happened, you would like me to say
when
what, that nothing happened.
Here, literally. And okay. It helps people know there wasn't any.
Just to
absolutely.
Kind of clarify, maybe.
Yeah, that there yeah. wasn't, you know, any old business. There wasn't mm-hmm. any new business.
Yes, I'm always open to what you need to,
yeah,
to have happen.
Help.
So don't be afraid to tell me talk
no,
to me about
thanks.
That. I've been doing the same thing for a long time.
Yeah, no.
And now in, but thank now for a few more committees. So
thanks, Cindy.
Motion to approve the minutes as noted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the February 12th minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Did you sign these?
Yes. I will sign this.
Okay. New business. Planning Commission appointment consideration for Monika Driscoll.
She's not here. She was notified
okay.
that it would start here. It would move forward from here with a recommendation, and then it's scheduled for also for that 17th council meeting.
Okay.
Yep. And some clarity on that as well. In the code and in the application for the Planning Commission for a a spot, essentially, the application. It states, and this was changed a couple of years ago, because is it the park board that she's on also?
Yes.
Yeah, so it states that essentially if, because one part of the code says if you serve on a board, you can't serve on a different board. That was amended a little bit a few years back, and now it reads a vacancy that's been vacant for 30 days or longer can be filled by an individual that does sit on another board. It probably words a little bit different than that, but that's how she's able to apply for this, because this vacancy has been for longer than 30 days.
90 days, yes.
Yes, exactly. There's not a waiting period. If it's a recommendation for approval here, City Council will take their vote on it on Monday, and then she would be on the following meeting in April here.
And did you do outreach to other groups?
What do you mean by that?
Well, did you try to get other people that don't serve on existing boards to apply for the plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Occasionally. It's probably due for another budget's coming right up, but another, we need
go around.
We need park board members, or we need planning commission members.
We're always in need of someone.
Yes.
I'll get another notice out to that. Yeah, I see that she's on Grape Avenue, so that's good.
City limits.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We recommend Ms. Driscoll to the planning commission, or recommend to the council they appoint her to the planning commission.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Second and third votes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. All right. Looking forward to that, because we're getting closer and closer to have the seven members that we're supposed to have.
Right.
But unfortunately, I don't think that we've had that in probably the better part of about 6-7 years.
Yeah, that's
one time in the last four that I've been.
Is that right?
Yeah, seven members.
One time.
Wow.
Steve, did the just out of curiosity, it obviously only lasted one meeting. Was a term up for someone after that meeting, or did they did they resign?
We had six for a short time, about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Or 3 months.
And then one moved out.
And the attorney, the girl was the attorney for, she's a prosecutor for the county. Okay. She came and she was here for one meeting, and then
Gotcha. Okay.
That was the only time we had seven members.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, well, I think this would be, like Rex said, one step closer.
Yeah.
So that's what good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's here all the time anyway.
I've come down to talk to Thomas a couple times. I can never catch him.
Okay.
Well, come join us on the planning commission. You get them once a month, please.
Well, during the summer, we're gone a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I could do it on the times that we're here.
Yeah.
Well, that's like when I'm gone a lot. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to all be worked out.
You got a cell phone?
Yeah.
It's all up to you. We can put you on the speaker and get you.
You don't want me to go there.
That's a great thought.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Is there any other new business that we need to look at? Not. Okay, other business. Anything we should know about that's coming up?
Yes, actually. Glad that I remembered. Some of you may know about the proposal for marijuana land use that went to City Council a week and a half, whatever their last meeting was, a week and a half ago or something, over at the community center.
Right.
Quite a turnout. A lot of people spoke. I was a little bit surprised. I thought it would be lopsided, but it was actually pretty close to 50-50. And you may have been there, some of you.
I was.
Yeah. So, yep, so you know he spoke. It was about probably an hour of discussion, maybe a little bit longer. But anyway, City Council voted essentially against the proposal, the action. And their plan, as of right now, is to put it to ballot for November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let the voters decide.
Exactly. That was brought up a lot, and so that's...
What does that end up costing?
What's that?
How much does that end up costing?
Good question. They discussed that as well, and I made sure to confirm with Thomas. He said for it would be considered a special election because it's not an election year. He said it would be ballpark of $5,000 to $7,500. And Cindy, I'm not sure, is there may be monies available for that. I feel like Thomas mentioned.
The budget season's coming up, and the fiscal year starts July 1st, and so maybe he would be thinking of, if he said that, maybe that would go in.
I don't know if it was grant money or money that could, I'm not going to speak to the financial, that's not me, but that's the proposal.
I thought if it's not a special election, so that would be like a year from November, because that's not a special election. I was under the impression a special election would be like in May.
I think it's on any November or May where it's not an election year.
Where it's not an election year.
Right. Yep.
And it would be too soon to get it on, any kind of thing.
Yep. That deadline's gone, and I think the deadline for November is July or somewhere in there. So, just to get that on your radar, that's where it currently stands. Depending on how that goes, that could be, and depending on where I'm at with my legislative amendments, that could be some language changes coming as well. But obviously, we're gonna wait that out and see what happens. Of course.
Curiosity, you say, was someone here from Myrtle Creek that spoke to?
Yep, the mayor and the sheriff.
And how much revenue were they getting off from it?
Yeah, great question. They said roughly around $80,000, give or take, per year. Yep, it was something like 20 a quarter or something, right
like
in there.
Like a business license, or how do they get revenue?
They get 3% of the tax.
Oh.
Yeah,
there's
on sales.
Oh, okay.
The city
charges. Mm-hmm. And that's just automatically any city, huh,
yes.
That would do that?
Yeah, that's
it. Oh,
So, yeah, a lot of discussion on that, but that's where they landed. And so it's, I suppose, on pause as of right now. Yep.
They didn't want to take it upon themselves to make the decision.
That is the way it ended up going. Yeah.
Well, when it's 50-50, you kind of have to.
No, I kind of think you vote them in, and that's what they're there for, rather than spending $5,000 to $7,000.
It's been voted down by the voters
twice.
Twice. Voted down.
Well, then.
And they represent the constituents who are voting.
Okay, anything for the good of the order? Okay. Since there's nothing else, you don't have the next date yet as far as...
For Planning Commission?
Planning Commission.
It'll be the second Wednesday, which let me check that right now. April 9th. Thank you all.
Meeting adjourned 7:20.